It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. As investigations into Elijah McClain's death continue, CPR News found that Aurora Police and the Adams County Coroner had a lot of contact before the cause of death was determined. CPR's Allison Sherry reports.
In 50 pages of emails, CPR News found that the pathologist who completed the autopsy told the coroner he was leaning towards an undetermined cause of death before he had all the information from police, including witness statements and videos. Also, the coroner met with police detectives ahead of the release of the autopsy. The undetermined cause of death is important because it is an obstacle to holding anyone criminally liable for McClain's death. Some lawmakers call these close contacts between cops and coroners wrong, particularly when the cops may have been responsible for the death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Firefighters at the Williams Fork Fire have managed to contain a small part of that burn. That's in spite of dust storms and lightning. The fire is burning in a remote area east of Granby. Public Information Officer Robin Broyle says crews are trying to keep the fire from reaching a nearby county road.
That section of the fire is burning. It's burning on a very steep, rocky slope, and it's not moving very quickly. So we are using that roadway as a containment area.
The Williams Fork fire has been determined to be human-caused, but the exact cause is still unknown. Larger fires are still burning and growing near Grand Junction and Glenwood Springs and west of Fort Collins. Westminster Public Schools opens with in-person learning today. The district with more than 9,000 students is one of a handful opening entirely in person. Families also have the option to enroll in the district's online school. Many of the state's largest districts open with remote or partially remote plans next week. A neighborhood board in Denver has officially changed the name of the city's Stapleton neighborhood to Central Park. The resident board unanimously approved changing the neighborhood's name Wednesday, weeks after residents there voted for the new name. The name change was spurred by demonstrations against racism and police violence following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The neighborhood was previously named for former Denver Mayor Benjamin Stapleton, who was a member of the Ku Klux Klan. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.